I'm here with Mindy Indy. She has a independent comic that she's working on called Airhead. And why don't you tell us about it?
Okay, so Airhead is about a surfer that predicts the future in his dreams, basically in a nutshell. And it's kind of like futuristic sci-fi. It's set in the future of like New San Diego. So it's like when San Diego... now this is kind of funny because my sister lives in San Diego and my mom was always like afraid, like, oh, it's gonna fall into the ocean or whatever. So like, because you know there might be a big earthquake or something, and so it's in the future where it's like all little islands and stuff now, and like sea levels are rising and stuff. And but anyway, that's like backstory. That's like the setting. So Arian, the main character and surfer. He can see the future, but he doesn't know how to control his power. So, like, right now, it's just, it comes to him in his dreams and stuff, just, like, whenever randomly. But his friends can control their powers a bit more. So, his friends, V and Andy, they're brother and sister. And they all have, like, different colored eyes, like, bicolored eyes. And that's, like, one of the signs of these people that have these special powers. And there's only like a few people on Earth that have them. And so, I mean, I could like ramble on and on about this, but just in the first issue, I don't know how much I want to give away.
Can I ask, is it a secret that these people have these powers, or does everyone know?
No, people know. Like, they're able to, like, have high school lives and stuff, but they shouldn't, like, use their powers for, like, bad or anything, you know. But they usually, they're usually, like, okay with that. So Arian's power is more mental, but the other, like, the twins' powers is more, like, physical. Like, V has the power of wind, and then Andy has the power to grow plants. He's like a hippie kind of character and stuff. And so they can control their powers more. And part of the overall journey of this story is Arian trying to figure out how to use his power better. And because he'll eventually have both like the strength of like physical strength and mental. How should I describe this? Because usually characters either have a mental power or a physical power. They're Arian special because he has some physical powers, but like he doesn't know how to use his mental powers yet. So that'll be like over the course of the story's unfolding.
When do you expect either an issue or a part of an issue, other than people who are here at Comic-Con that can buy the mini issue? How can people find out about it, and how can people get issues?
I do a lot of different comic conventions like this, like Baltimore Comic-Con, New York Comic-Con, where I do sell the mini comics. I've been meaning to have an online store for quite some time, but I haven't set that up yet. You could always email me at mindy@mindyindy.com. It's just M-I-N-D-Y at M-I-N-D-Y-I-N-D-Y.com. But other than that, as of now, I don't have the whole story finished. It's mostly drawn. I have like 40 pages drawn. And then I need to ink those and watercolor them. And it's all by hand. So I'm too much of a perfectionist and it takes a while. I'm not sure of what. As of now, it's difficult for me to put an exact timeline on when the whole thing will be done and published. But I'm hoping probably in the next year.
And do you see this as like a one graphic novel or a series, a never-ending series or a series with a certain ending that you already have planned?
Oh, yes, it's definitely a series. And I've definitely thought out more of the... I have a vague ending that could work, but it has wiggle room to change. Because I've had this story for a while, and it it could change. Like, I definitely know the first couple, like, where the first issues will be. Like, they're going to go from, like, different, like, planet to planet and stuff. Like, ooh, and so it will be exciting. First issue is where they're on Earth and stuff, and it's going to be an adventure from there. It's
cool. Well, thanks for taking the time to talk to me.
Thank you so much. I hope it was helpful. I hope I wasn't like too vague or unsure. These things take time, you know. I'm just doing this on the side.